Welcome to the Maine Humanities Council's Humanities on Demand podcast series. This episode will take a behind-the-scenes look at one of our recent grant projects, The Lonely Fight, A History of AIDS in Maine. This exhibit was created by Katie Rutherford of the Franny Peabody Center and was displayed at the Salt Institute of Documentary Studies in Portland. To start, we'll talk with Katie about her organization's namesake. Katie created the Lonely Fight exhibit through many months of research and interviews. She searched through the archives of the Franny Peabody Center and USM's LGBT Special Collections. She was advised by the Maine Historical Society's Bill Berry and interviewed family members of some of the first diagnosed cases in Maine. The exhibit featured several individual stories of Maine residents affected by AIDS. He was Over the course of a week, The Lonely Fight touched both those who have felt the effects of HIV/AIDS in their own lives and those who had never heard of Franny Peabody. Over 100 people came to the opening event on World AIDS Day, and uncounted numbers filtered in during the weekdays. On the final night of the exhibit, over 300 came to view it. It coincided with Portland's first Friday art walk, but despite the crowded room, people didn't pass through quickly. There were meaningful conversations and people pointing out friends they had known and lost. Even while I spoke with Katie, a couple wandered in off the street and stood transfixed in front of the panels. I asked her what it was like to watch people's reaction to her work. This podcast was brought to you by the Maine Humanities Council, with support from the National Endowment for the Humanities and from friends like you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.